One of the keynote speakers at this year's Ag Outlook presentation was Brad Magnuson, the principal market analyst for key agricultural markets in North America and overseas at the Magnuson Consulting Group. The January 23 presentation was held in person and streamed online at the Living Sky Casino in Swift Current. There, Magnuson spoke about the economic outlook prairie farmers can expect to face in 2024. The presentation covered four key areas affecting Saskatchewan's agricultural industry. These areas included the impact of global economics considering recent international developments, the commodity cycle, the commodity outlook for 2024, and lastly, he addressed the cattle industry. The outlook for 2024. In the presentation, Magnuson advised farmers in dryland areas to consider growing lentils in 2024, followed by durum, canola, and then peas. Lentils. Magnuson said that lentils should be the most profitable crop in the 2024 growing season. If you haven't grown lentils, maybe consider them for 2024, he explained. That crop would give us one of the higher profitabilities this year. Durum wheat. Durum wheat is also in high demand. We've had small crops, and it's been very dry in Algeria, the United States, and in Canada. We don't have a lot of durum globally. He said that some durum has come into the market from Turkey, which adversely affected Canadian prices, but said Canadian producers retain well above average prices. After that, the markets fall off rather quickly. Canola. Canola is, also, a reasonable consideration. I have a lot of concerns about the canola market that we are not selling canola this winter very quickly, particularly to the overseas market, he said. China is one of the larger markets to consider when exploring the future demand for canola. Chickpeas. Chickpeas are categorized the same as peas for this assessment. Chickpea crops are fairly resistant to grasshoppers, which have been a problem in the area lately, and the flying, hungry pests prefer to invade a nearby wheat field if one is available. When you're growing chickpeas, prices right now are very strong. There isn't a lot of chickpeas growing in Saskatchewan. He said global demand for the crop is high, especially in India. His only concern with chickpeas is that they work best in a low humidity environment. If we return to normal seasonal rains, he warned producers about the risk of developing molds. It's definitely an option for drier conditions, he said. You just have to be very vigilant in putting your fungicides on the crop. Red spring wheat. In the red spring wheat market, Magnuson said stock has moved downwards about 11.5 million tons in net change, but that hasn't been reflected in prices for the crop yet. Russia is continuing to export tremendous amounts of wheat, about 51 million tons. That is absolutely substantial, he noted. By contrast, Canada usually exports between 20 to 24 million tons of wheat annually. They're exporting double what we can export, and that's having an effect on that red spring wheat market. If I was looking at growing red spring wheat or durum, I think I would maybe shy away from the red spring wheat, especially in the drylands, and look at durum, Magnuson said. Feedback. After delivering his presentation, Magnuson received some important feedback from farmers. I think that they were concerned about the level of Russia's wheat production and the level of Brazil's soybean production, he said. I think that they were cautiously optimistic as well. Magnuson said there are some good prices projected for lentils, durum, and chickpea crops, as well as canola, but farmers remain cautious because of how dry conditions have been. Looking ahead, to help explain his forecast, Magnuson explored the nature of the commodity cycle. He said all commodities, including wheat and cattle, move in cycles and all tend to follow the same pattern. During each cycle, prices come up, peak quickly, and then slowly start to flutter back down. According to Magnuson, the process takes around 10 years on average from start to finish. We're about two-thirds of the way down the backside of the commodity cycle. We haven't hit bottom yet, we're probably about 2 years from hitting bottom. It takes a while, it, then, takes us about 4, 5, or 6 years to climb back up that commodity cycle, he said. This cycle is largely dependent on global gross domestic product, GDP, and the higher the global GDP climbs, the faster Canadian producers will climb back up the cycle. China is the biggest buyer of commodities in the world. When they're struggling with their GDP, that's when we see countries like Canada, that are primarily commodity-based economies, have a tendency to suffer, he explained. China is currently in the process of a large building phase due to a considerable housing crisis. Local producers can gain some valuable insights by following developments in China, as the country's ability to purchase will climb back up once its domestic situation has been resolved. If I can give farmers one piece of advice, just stay on top of the markets, and certainly do everything to look at opportunities to save a few dollars here and a few dollars there. It's going to get tougher and tougher if we continue to overproduce grain, be it in Brazil or in Russia, Magnuson concluded.